Foreign investments. The Foreign Investment in Real Property Tax Act, FIRP-TA, is a U.S. federal law that regulates the taxation of real estate transactions involving foreign entities enacted in 1980. FIRP-TA aims to create a level playing field in real estate by ensuring that foreign investors are treated similarly to domestic investors regarding tax liabilities. The law has significant implications not only for foreign investors, but also for buyers, real estate professionals, and the wider economy, as it influences the flow of international investment into U.S. real estate. Under this law, when a foreign person sells real property located in the United States, they are subject to a withholding tax on the sale proceeds. This withholding is typically set at 15% of the gross sales price, which ensures that tax obligations are met before the foreign seller can receive the proceeds from the transaction. Under FIRP-TA, 1. A foreign person is defined as A. A non-resident alien individual. B. Foreign corporations that have not elected to be treated as a U.S. domestic corporation. Or C. A foreign partnership, trust, or estate. 2. A non-resident alien is an individual who is not a U.S. citizen or resident alien. 3. A U.S. citizen is defined as A. An individual born in the United States. B. An individual whose parent is a U.S. citizen. C. A former alien who has been naturalized as a U.S. citizen. Or D. An individual born in Puerto Rico, Guam, or the U.S. Virgin Islands. 4. Resident alien means an individual that is not a U.S. citizen and who holds either a valid green card or meets the substantial presence test. 5. To meet the requirements of the substantial presence test, an individual must be physically present in the U.S. at least 31 days during the current year and for 183 days during a 3-year period that includes the current year and the 2 years immediately before that. This includes all of the following: all the days you were present in the current year, 1/3 of the days you were present in the first year before the current year, and 1/6 of the days you were present in the second year before the current year. As of February 17, 2016, the required withholding rate is set at a maximum of 15% of the total gross sale price, meaning that if a foreign seller sells a property for $1 million, up to $150,000 must be withheld for tax purposes. This withholding applies regardless of the seller's actual tax liability, which may be lower. Sellers, title companies, and escrow agents should be aware that it is necessary to withhold the required amount for FIRP-TA. However, the primary responsibility for any violations of FIRP-TA falls on the buyers and their agents. The buyer, referred to as the transferee under FIRP-TA, must verify whether the seller, known as the transferor, is a foreign person. If the seller is indeed a foreign person and the buyer fails to withhold the tax, the buyer may be held responsible for paying it. Additionally, when a U.S. business, such as a corporation or partnership, sells a U.S. real property interest, the business itself must withhold the tax. There are two common exceptions to FIRP-TA. 1. If the sales price is $300,000 or less and the buyer intends to use the property as their residence, there is no tax. Both parties are exempt from FIRP-TA. And 2. If the sales price is more than $300,000 but does not exceed $1 million and the buyer plans to use the property as their residence, the tax is 10% of the gross sales price. Regardless of the gross sales price, FIRP-TA requires the buyer to withhold a specific amount of tax from the seller at closing. This withheld amount must be remitted to the IRS, along with the necessary tax forms 8288 and 8288A, which need to be completed and signed by the buyers. To protect themselves from potential liability, most title companies will automatically withhold the tax from the seller and provide the necessary IRS forms for both parties. However, it is the buyer's responsibility to collect and pay the FERPTA tax. If the buyer doesn't collect and pay this tax through the title company, they may face liability from the IRS. Ultimately, most of the closings a real estate agent participates in will not involve a foreign seller. In this case, the buyer and buyer's agent can satisfy FERPTA by delivering a certificate of non-foreign status, also called a non-foreign affidavit, at closing. The delivery of this affidavit is required under paragraph 20 of the TREC 1-4 family contract form, with similar provisions in all other TREC contract forms. Most title insurance companies produce an affidavit for the seller to sign as part of the closing package.